Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I just want you to know that I don't endorse these sleep routines. I see them all the time. And I talk about them. It's not like I endorse them, though. Because honestly, I don't really even try them out.
You don't even try them?
No, I don't. Like, usually it'll say, stop doom scrolling before bed.
And you're like, nah, nah, nah.
No, I'm going to keep doom scrolling before I go to bed.
Let me have my doom scroll time.
But I bring these up on the show in case that, you know, if you are looking to get a deeper sleep at night, if you want to sleep better, if you're struggling. I mean, we both know how precious sleep is to you.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the 10-3-2-1-0 rule. It's a pre-sleep routine. And here's what all the numbers mean. 10 hours before bed, cut caffeine. No caffeine 10 hours before bed. I think I do that.
I still have pop sometimes, but like that's like barely caffeine.
I will have, yeah, we also have... We have pop in the fridge and we have tea, which has caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do that. I'll have one in the afternoon if I've got, like, I've got to go to basketball, soccer later on in the night. So I'll do one of those. So, yeah, I will break that rule occasionally.
Right around 4 p.m. for us is when I really start feeling it from being up so early. I'm like, oh, man, 4 p.m. It's getting close to bedtime.
3 hours before bed. No booze, no food.
No food. I could do without the booze, but no food?
That's a tough one.
That's hard.
First of all, the booze. Usually I'm drinking right before bed because it's the weekend. That's what I do. I have a couple of drinks and then I go to bed.
See, I'm more of a brunch person. I prefer to have my drinks in the daytime.
Gotcha.
And then be home like well before the sun goes down.
And then no food, I think, is tricky.
That one's really hard because I love me some snacks.
And if I go to bed at 9, that means that I have to have dinner at what, 5:30?
Yeah.
That's early for me.
That's really early.
Yeah. This one will not work for me. But it may work for you. 2 hours before bed, power down from work activities.
Like so, just work?
Yeah, just shut that laptop.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
I feel like I'm always working, though.
Really?
Like all the time. I always feel like I'm working. And it's not a bad thing. Like last night, I'm sitting like before bed. I was writing questions for Alyssa's College of Knowledge this morning. That's working.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not. It's
Stop
not like,
doing that, though.
Why?
Give yourself a break, Bill.
If I think of a good question or I come across a good question, I'm going to write it down. 1 hour before bed, power down your devices.
Okay. So this is where I have questions. Are people actually turning their phone off before they go to bed? It says power down, does that just mean like, you know, don't look at it anymore? Like you're done with your phone for the day? Or are people actually turning off their phone?
I don't think you can turn off your phone if you use your phone as an alarm, for example.
Well, okay, yes. But even like, say, on the weekends when I'm not really like setting alarms, I still want to be available if somebody like calls me or something.
It just says here, screens give off blue light which mimics sunlight and stops the body's production of the sleep hormone melatonin.
Mm.
So I would say just stop the doom scrolling, just put the phone down.
Okay.
But I don't think turn it off.
Yeah, no. Every time I see like a power down before bed, I'm like, do people do that?
So the 10-3-2-1-0 rule, here is the O. No hits on the snooze button. Zero hits on the snooze. In the morning when your alarm goes off, get up. No snoozing.
Okay, yeah, this is not going to work for me.
Are you still snoozing?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Myself like an hour of snoozes.
An hour of snoozes?
An hour. I give myself an hour of snoozes. So I have like, I set them at like 15-minute intervals. So it's like four alarms. And I allow myself to snooze for an hour.
Well, can you stop? Because it says that the sleep you get between snoozes is low quality. It can add to brain fog and fatigue. So you're better off without it. No more snoozing.
Leave me and my snoozes alone.
Get up. Get up.
No, I don't want to. I want to come to terms with the fact that I have to go on with my day. I need like an hour of just like sitting there. Because like even when I do wake up, I sit there like sitting up for probably like 10 minutes before I actually get up. I like sit straight up and I'm just like, ugh. And I'll like kind of look at my phone a little bit and I'll take some sips of water and I just like sit there and have to like get ready for the day.
Oh my gosh.
You don't do that?
No. I get up and I come here. There's no wasting any time. It's a rush to get this show started at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but I like my snooze. I won't be partaking.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Ariana Grande, Wicked, in theaters a week from today. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So if you're listening to us right now on Q104, the radio, thank you so much. But if you switch over to the Odyssey app at some point today, it could mean that you have a chance to win. It will mean you have a chance to win. A trip to Vancouver for the final night of the Eras Tour. Taylor Swift, December 8th in Vancouver.
That's what I was just looking up is when is this? So that means that the Eras Tour is over in just a little over, what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have airfare. We have tickets to the show. We'll put you up in a hotel.
This is truly like your last chance to get into the Eras Tour if you've not already been there or if you're really wanting to see it again.
Trip of a lifetime. And again, if you listen to Q104 on the Odyssey app for at least 1 hour, you can do it today. You can do it over the weekend if you get some time. Saturday, Sunday, and you can get chances to win this amazing trip. Speaking of, well, we're sort of talking about Taylor. We're talking about Taylor's potentially a future mother-in-law, Donna Kelsey.
Oh, okay. What's going on with Donna?
She used to live in Cleveland Heights. She's on the Today Show so often. Anytime I turn on the Today Show, I see Donna Kelsey on there. They might as well have her replace Hoda Kotb.
Honestly?
She's on so much.
I'd kind of love that. I would be so here for Mama Kels.
Maybe they're auditioning her. So one of the questions for Donna yesterday while she was on the Today Show, what do you have planned for Thanksgiving?
I am going to be at a football game. Travis is playing the day after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You know, football is always the holidays. It's football's family.
So are they doing Thanksgiving a big dinner or?
Not that anything's planned. Yes. I think we're just going to be at the football game.
See, I don't watch the Today Show. Who is that guy that asked that question?
I don't know.
Did you hear? I couldn't even understand what he said.
I
Yeah, it's not my gravelly voice.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Who, I want to hear that again.
I am going to be at a football game. Travis is playing the day after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You know, football is always the holidays. It's football's family.
So are they doing Thanksgiving a big dinner?
Not that anything's planned. Yes. I think we're just going to be at the football game.
I kind of thought for a second that it was Jason, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I don't think that's Jason.
And of course, Donna had the question, will Taylor be over at the house on Thanksgiving?
Of course.
And this is how she answered it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
She's kind of busy right now. She still has her tour to do.
That's true.
She's kind of matter of fact about that. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Hey, there.
You know what? That's a Cleveland mom for you. Get down to business. We don't play around when it comes to holiday meals.
So again, on the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, if you download it from the App Store, listen to Q104 Cleveland for at least 1 hour. You could have win that trip to Vancouver for the final night of the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift. It's Q104. Q104, Shaboozy. That song is hot as can be right now. It blows my mind still. Because when did we first hear that song? Like back in April, May?
Oh gosh, it was like right when I first got here.
And I was like, that song is going to be the song of the summer. And then it wasn't. And then people started, it's like people are just discovering the song now. And it's still, it's the number one song in the country.
So maybe not song of the summer, maybe song of the fall.
It could be song of the year. It's nominated for a Grammy Award.
That is true, too.
And then Shaboozy is going to play the halftime show in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, the Lions and the Bears game.
That's going to be a fun one.
There's another song. Let me ask you if you ever heard of this song right here. Do you know this song? Christmas song.
I think so.
Came out like...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
10 years before you were born.
Probably, yeah. But no, okay. I know this.
Do They Know It's Christmas? Band-Aid. Came out in like 1984, raised millions, billions of dollars for underprivileged countries.
Mm-hmm.
Africa. USA for Africa is what it was. They are going to re-release that song very soon, November 25th. To celebrate the, oh my God, 40th anniversary.
Oh, song. Wow. So God. You just dated yourself.
My heart just stopped.
You didn't see that when you clicked on this link, did ya?
So an updated version of this song featuring artists like Bono, Harry Styles is going to be on it, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith. And then they're going to bring in tracks from previous versions of this song.
Aww.
Sting is on it, Boy George, George Michael, who's no longer with us.
Oh, that's so cool.
But this song, I mean, they've released various versions of it over the years. It's raised over $140 million. No, that's international dollars. $178 million U.S. dollars for African poverty relief. And it inspired large-scale events like Live Aid.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, how cool. When are they releasing it? Do we have a date yet?
November 25th.
Okay, so.
It will be out.
What, that's
10 days from now.
Yeah, I was like, that's not next week, but it is the week after. It's the beginning of Thanksgiving week.
Q104, Friday morning. Thanks for being here. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So we've known for a long time that Gen Z, Gen Alpha, your middle schooler, your high schooler, they have their own language that they are developing.
Oh, yeah. They have like their own dictionary, I feel like.
Using words like skibbity and riz and what the sigma. And we've covered those words at length. But there is actually a new phrase that I've heard.
A new one?
Yes. And I enjoy it.
What is it?
It makes me laugh. So I'm going to use the phrase in a sentence.
Okay.
So you can try to grasp what this is. If I say, dude, you ate all the cookies. You're such a big back.
A what?
They're using big back. I have a guess on what it all is. I'm going to get my son Will on the phone here in a second to explain it. But
yeah, I need some clarity here.
Yeah, it's like, dad, what's for dinner tonight? I'm in my big back era.
I can't tell if it's like an insult or a compliment.
Okay.
Is it something to strive for or something to avoid?
Let's find out. My 13-year-old son, Will, is on the phone right now. Good morning, Will.
Hello.
What's up, Rizzler?
Hey, Dad.
How's your drip this morning?
Pretty good.
There's a new word that we need you to explain for us, to define for us.
Okay.
Why do you guys say big back?
We say big back to some people to kind of like tell them that they're eating too much, but it's kind of used in a funny, in a comedic type of way.
Okay, so it's not fat shaming or anything like that, is it? Is this a good term or a bad term, I guess is what we're trying to figure out.
Bad term.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it is bad.
Oh, now I'm really disappointed because I like it.
You could always give it new meaning, I suppose.
It's not bad, really. It's just not good, too.
Okay. So it's bad, but it's not good, but it's... What is it, Elizabeth? What does the internet say? Can the internet clear this up?
I don't think you're going to like it anymore, Bill.
Why?
Because I'm reading right now. Because when you said big back, I was like, oh, I don't think that's a good thing. And according to Fortune magazine, big back is another fat phobic slang that can be damaging to teens' mental health. I know it's referring to somebody that is either obese or plump. That's what I'm reading right now. And also, according to parents.com, it's also, yeah, it's not good.
Oh, so I can't use it?
It's a mocking term that's used to diss people about their weight.
I actually like this word.
Yeah, I don't use it. That's not nice.
I was going to walk around all next week and say stuff like, yeah, Thanksgiving's here. I'm going to eat like a big back. But I can't do that.
I mean, you could. No, I wouldn't really recommend it.
All right. I won't do it. And now I got to tell Will to not use that word. If it's fat shaming, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why we find the meaning of these words. So
thank goodness for Urban Dictionary, man.
Okay.
I've learned so much.
We won't use it. Hey, the Cavs have a game tonight.
Hey, there we go.
It's a big game. I hope after the game I'm going to be posting a video of that frog.
Oh, yes. I want to see that frog dance.
Well, tonight's a big game because, well, it's at home. It's against the Chicago Bulls. But the game has meaning because it's the first game. There's a tournament now that happens within the season called the NBA Cup. And so this is the first game part of that tournament.
Okay.
So tonight's win is going to have extra meaning when it happens. So my brother and I were supposed to go somewhere to go watch the game. But there's also, do you care about that Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight tonight?
I couldn't care less about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it.
I really couldn't care less. I mean, I hope that Tyson wins.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't care about it, but you're actually rooting for someone to win?
I mean, I guess if I had to pick between the two, that's who I'm going to root for, but like I'm not going to watch. I'm also really curious cuz this is like the first time that they're doing it on Netflix, right?
I'm not sure about that. That's where the fight is at Netflix. Do you have to pay for it? Or it's free?
I mean, I think it's free with your Netflix subscription.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that it's on Netflix, but I do know that Netflix has had issues in the past with live streams,
mm-hmm.
AKA like Love is Blind reunion, not this past season, but the one before. And like, so I hope that they get it together enough that people don't, you know, lose out on the stream because they'll be very upset.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, not my thing, but the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight on Netflix tonight. We have Magic of Lights tickets. We're going to get your car, your entire car, inside the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds for the Magic of Lights, 7:55 this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. And Red Flag Friday is on the way. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I'm really enjoying Red Flag Friday. Because dating is obviously very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that we can do to make it less confusing for you, if you tell us about this potential red flag that you've noticed in your relationship, we can talk about it. We can help you dissect it and see if this is something that is a deal breaker for you.
I like that you're coming at this from a place of advice and help. I just love Red Flag Friday because I'm out of the dating scene, but I do love the mess.
Well,
I love the mess.
That's not nice.
It's messy and it's fun. And like, it's one of those things that when you're in it, you're like, oh, this sucks. But when you look back on it, you're like, oh my gosh.
Austin might not see it that same way. Austin, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Tell us what's going on in your current relationship.
All right. Well, I've been talking to this girl for maybe a month now. We matched on Hinge actually. And we've just gone on a few dates, you know, but I went to her apartment for the first time last week, and I can't stop thinking about something she had in her room, and I'm just kind of wondering if it's a red flag.
Oh.
All right, so what would that thing in her room be?
Well, it was on her bed, actually. It was all of her stuffed animals. Like, I mean, I'm talking tons and tons of stuffed animals, dogs, bears, all kinds of stuff, and she's you know, in her mid-20s.
That was going to be my next question, is how old is she? But okay, so she's a full-grown adult. Good.
Thank God.
Thank goodness for that. Okay, I could see how that would be a little off-putting. Was there, like, anything else in her room or in her apartment that was, like, weird to you?
Not really. I mean, I'll be honest, I was kind of hoping that something might, you know, happen that night while I was at her place, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw all the teddy bears, all the stuffed animals, I don't know. It totally turned me off.
Really?
Yeah, something about it.
That could have been the night, the first night. And how did you escape from the room? The room of stuffed animals.
You're making it just sound like a horror movie.
Just like give her a kiss and say, well, I gotta work tomorrow.
I told her I had an early appointment and I had a great time and I hightailed it out of there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Phil?
Austin, you made it sound like you said a ton of stuffed animals.
Yeah, like at least a couple dozen.
Couple dozen?
A couple dozen. Was there even like any room to like get on her bed in the first place, or was it all just stuffed animals?
It took about halfway down the bed. It was like, you know, 50% of the bed was stuffed animals. They were arranged from the biggest ones. There was a couple like huge teddy bears, and then they got smaller and smaller.
That's funny. I actually organized mine the same way.
I'm going to say red flag.
You're saying it's a red flag?
I am saying that.
Oh.
I don't really want to jump to a conclusion on what it might be. It may be something to do with her maturity level, or maybe she's one of those girls that needs a lot of attention. Maybe, I don't know, is she an only child? Maybe one or two stuffed animals? Maybe that's okay. Over a dozen?
That is a lot.
I think that's a red flag.
I think that the fact that she has them perfectly displayed on her bed, I don't know if it's a complete, like, I don't know if it's for sure a red flag or if it's just weird, but it's something to think about for sure.
I don't know. Is anyone else? 216-474-0104. A woman in her mid-20s with over a dozen stuffed animals on her bed? I say red flag. 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Austin has been seeing a girl for a couple of weeks. He made it into her bedroom for the first time, and on her bed, like over a dozen stuffed animals.
Just sprawled across the bed.
And he's like, and I don't know if he gasped. He might have gasped. I would have gasped. Yeah, I say red flag.
See, I just don't know if it's a red flag or if it's just weird. Because, like, I'm 31 years old. I still have a bunch of stuffed animals. I'm not throwing those things away ever.
How many do you have?
I have 6 that, like, stay with me at all times. But, like, I have more than that are just, like, not as sentimental. But there are 6 that, like, they are part of my, like, if my house is burning down, I have to grab these. They're part of that.
And do you keep them on the bed? Like, when you
not
make
so much anymore, but I just stopped doing that. Maybe, like, probably when Bryce and I moved in together is when I stopped doing that. I mean, I have them, like, in a corner in the room.
I think that's a little bit different. I think that
they're still displayed, though.
I think that kind of changes things.
Okay.
Like my wife Paula has a baby blanket, like her first baby blanket that she does keep in our room.
Does she sleep with it still?
I think sometimes, I don't think all the time, but I think sometimes I'll see it on the bed.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit different. Let's go to Susan in Elyria. Susan, is this a red flag or not a red flag? The stuffed animals on the bed.
I don't think so, as long as they're squishmallows or something along the line of that.
Now, what's a squishmallow?
Okay, specifically squishmallows?
Well, first of all, there's a big difference between a regular stuffed animal and a squishmallow.
Oh, absolutely. See? Huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
What is that difference?
Squishmallows are character-based. Like, they could be in the shape of a bear or a latte or a donut. But they have faces, and it's like all the rage right now for people, both men and women in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, they keep selling out at different stores, and they'll do like special releases with, like, you know, branded characters. mm-hmm. that people go crazy over. And really, at the end of the day, they're kind of just like a big squishy pillow.
Okay.
Yeah, with a face.
But a lot of them are animal-based, and so mm-hmm. if that's what she had on her bed, then she's just part of today's culture, and nothing wrong with her.
Okay, so in her bedroom, if she had 17 Squishmallows on the bed, that makes it different?
Absolutely.
Honestly, yeah.
It does, and you agree, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely.
I see this on the internet a lot.
What?
Like, I feel like it's almost like Stanley Cups. Like, people will collect them and, you know, display them. And they are, like, they are very comfortable. I will say that.
Okay.
I mean, I understand, though, being, like, taken aback when you see them, right, when you walk into somebody's room.
Yeah, they
That
were...
is a very good question. Are they Squishmallows or are they just normal stuffed animals?
Well, we don't have the answer to that. But as it stands right now, I am in the minority. At least right now, outvoted 2-1. Not a red flag. I'm on your side, Austin.
You think it is a red flag?
I do.
Well,
Alyssa
I
and Susan don't feel the same way. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning at 7:55. We're going to need someone to play against her today. Coming up in just a second, we're still discussing Red Flag Friday. Kelly in Brunswick is on the line. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us how you feel about Red Flag Friday. Is it a red flag that Austin is put off by seeing over a dozen stuffed animals on this girl that he's seeing on her bed?
Yes, I think it's a red flag on him, and she should probably run.
It's a red flag on who?
On him.
On Austin.
Not her. Yes.
He's the red flag.
He's the red flag.
Why is that?
Because she's a grown adult. She can have whatever she wants on her bed. It's her preference. Who cares? So she has stuffed animals. Dude, what's the big deal? Grow. He's the one who needs to grow up.
That's a good point. It is her room.
Yes.
It is her room. She's an adult. Looks like she's paying her own way in this world. So if she wants to have stuffed animals on the bed, good for her. Rock on, honey.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I like you, Kelly.
If you're a guy and you've just started dating someone, you look for those little signs to tip you off if you're going to be compatible or not. And sometimes, I mean, obviously, the stuffed animals is disturbing for Austin.
I guess that, you know, now that you put it in these terms, though, when I really think about it, I don't think it's a red flag what, like, Bryce likes Legos. I wasn't like, oh, my God, no, he likes Legos. And he has, like, a bunch of action figures that are, like, actually quite expensive. Like, we had a display case for them in our last apartment.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I wasn't like, oh, my God. Like, I was just like, oh, that's cool that you're into that.
Okay, but... has Bryce ever run into someone that he dated before you that maybe thought that his Lego collection was weird?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
Well,
yeah,
that's my point. Someone before you might have said, red flag, not
well,
for
me. Well,
you
know what, then?
They're not going to be compatible.
Their loss. I have a husband,
that's
though.
That's right.
So.
It was meant to be for you.
I think I'm I'm definitely leaning in. Not a red flag on this one. She is not a red flag for having stuffed animals on the bed.
And Alyssa honeymooned at Legoland, of all places.
I wish, actually.
No, you didn't do that.
No, I would have loved to, though.
It was really close to your house in San Diego.
I know.
All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. So we have a car pass to get you inside the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds for Magic of Lights. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. By the way, Alyssa hasn't lost in over a week. So let's try to end that streak today. Caller 14. 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next.
Wake up. Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, We'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Alyssa has not lost at all this week. Let's see if we can get her a loss here before we go into the weekend. Jonathan in Barberton is going to play. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 3-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions, Jonathan?
Yes, I am.
Question 1. The Princess of Wales is also known as?
I don't know.
Question 2. What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita?
Tequila.
And question 3. Who was the first Disney princess?
Was that Snow White?
You went 2 for 3 today, Jonathan. Not too bad.
All right.
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to face Jonathan?
Any big plans this weekend, Jonathan?
No, not that I know of.
You should make some. We've got 2 days off. You should find something fun to do.
We've had a pretty busy week, so having a relaxing weekend would be nice.
Just want to chill?
Yeah, kind of.
It's Jonathan in Barberton, Alyssa.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Alyssa.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
He went 2 for 3.
Not too bad.
Alyssa, you need 2 to tie, 3 to win. Let's go. Question 1. The Princess of Wales is also known as?
Princess Di... No. Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Well, I don't... Kate Middleton. Oh, whoa!
Where were you going there?
I was going to say Princess Diana because obviously she was the Princess of Wales. I don't really know how royalty works. I don't know if you keep that tie. I don't know.
See, now that's where I got confused. I thought he meant like, was she something, not like who she was, but was she something else?
Oh.
Sometimes they have those different names.
I don't know nothing about the royals.
Kate Middleton is the correct answer. This question will tie it up with Jonathan if you get it correct. Question 2, Alyssa, what type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita?
Tequila. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da.
We are tied. This question will give Alyssa the outright win. Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White.
That's correct. 3 for 3 today.
Woo, woo, woo.
From Alyssa. Jonathan, so sorry, but thank you for playing.
No problem.
And you know what? Nobody leaves here empty-handed, so you're still going to get that carload pass into Magic of Lights at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
My daughter's going to love it.
Yeah, you said you had nothing to do this weekend, but here's something to do in the near future for you, Jonathan.
Yep, can't wait. My name is Jonathan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Hey.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa, tell me about the full moon.
Oh, we got a super moon in Taurus tonight. It's a big deal. I know you're not into astrology, but full moons are always kind of a big deal. It's, you know, if you're noticing that maybe you're feeling out of sorts, people around you are a little off, like you're not going crazy, that's definitely like a thing. Like even... I've even read like polls where studies suggest that over 80% of mental health professionals do believe that full moons can make people ill and not really seem like themselves. And even if you look into like how many like ER visits you have during the full moon, they always spike. So this is your reminder to just, like, you know, be careful. Watch out for yourself. Watch out for others. Now getting into the good stuff, though. Full moon, great time to release unwanted energies, especially this one. This full moon is in Taurus. It's a very cozy energy of, like, really itching for stability. However, we're also in conjunction with Uranus. I think some people are saying Uranus now. I don't really know, but we're in conjunction with Uranus. Yeah. It's not going to happen again for 80 years. And that conjunction makes it so that, like, yes, we want stability. Yes, we want to be cozy, but you're not going to get those things by doing nothing is kind of like the point of this whole full moon. But this is your friendly reminder to, if you are into, you know, astrology, make some moon water tonight. It's great to wash your hair, water your plants, recharge your crystals if that's your vibe. Go soak up some moonlight. And also, great night for self-care. Like, this is the night to, like, literally treat yourself and just kind of release anything that you feel like needs to be released.
I wanted to go watch the Cavs game tonight. I don't want to make moon water.
I will be sitting around my candles with my crystals, recharging them.
But I was wondering if anything weird is happening already. And then Colleen and Chardon called. Colleen, now you said that it's normal for weird things to be happening already in a full moon, even though the full moon hasn't actually appeared yet.
Well, that's what my mom said. She said 3 days before and 3 days after you would notice it. But I don't know if that is that true. I don't know.
That's pretty true based on everything that, like, I've learned my astrology journey is, like, yeah, it's not just like a one done kind of deal. It's a couple days before and a couple days after.
Anything strange happened to you this week, Colleen?
Yes. So on Monday, someone hit my husband's car from the side.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
It was at a four-way stop, so they didn't stop. And
is he okay?
And then he's okay. My daughter was in the car and, you know, just shaken up. But
yeah,
okay. But then yesterday, someone rear-ended me.
Oh, and my gosh.
I was telling my mom, and she's like, oh, it's the full moon. And I didn't know it was a full moon. But I'm telling you, I feel like I don't even want to leave the house.
So you've had to call your insurance company twice now this week.
And
all you can say is, it's a full moon.
It's a full moon. Do I get extra coverage for that? Or, like, what's the deal? Like,
I know. Is there extra coverage during that time? I don't know. But
oh, my gosh.
That's so funny that you mentioned, though, that your mom said that, because it's actually my grandma is the one that always is like, it's a full moon. Whenever I'm, like, kind of feeling off or I'm complaining about something, she's like, it is a full moon. And I'll look, and she's right every time.
My mom does the same thing, and I always kind of thought, I don't know. But after yesterday, I'm convinced.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Colleen, hopefully that is the worst that's going to happen to you now, and you've got all this stuff out of the way.
I'm not leaving the house this weekend.
Okay, yeah. Good idea.
Here's like a little bit of a good thing about the full moon, though. Also, speaking of my grandmother, she always reminds me to trim my hair during a full moon, because it's supposed to help your hair grow faster. And after doing that, I've been trimming my hair every full moon this year. My hair has grown like a weed. Like, it is so long. So do that. Try it out. Give it a go.
Jeez.
Give yourself a hair trim.
Given me like a laundry list of things to do during a full moon. I didn't want it to be homework. Feels like homework.
I mean, it is.
Well, this is the last one of the year, right?
Yeah. It's a super moon.
Thank goodness. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Friday morning. A lot of times on Fridays, we like to remove the pins from things that we've pinned all week long. Just conversations that we get into earlier in the week that we want to bring back later. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we're doing right now, because it was earlier in the week we were talking to that mom who had her teenage son who wanted her to quit his job for him.
He worked
at the restaurant job, and he doesn't want to work there anymore, so he wants his mom to quit for him, which she's not going to do, by the way. And then that turned into a conversation of, have we ever quit a job?
Mm-hmm.
And then that turned into a conversation of, I was telling you about my friend who quit a job. I mean, this is years ago. He was working at, he got a Mr. Chicken in Parma, and on day one, he worked there for a couple of hours, and he just detested it so much, he just left.
He was just like, nope.
Just like walked off the job.
Noped on out of there.
He didn't quit. He just ghosted them. That's what he did. And so that's kind of what we want to get into right now.
You know, I actually did that too.
Which job was that that you just ghosted? You stopped showing up.
So it was a job that I took right out of college. It was just some random LinkedIn thing. It was supposed to be like marketing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It ended up being a pyramid scheme where you were like selling pillows inside a Sam's Club. And I was like, this is a pyramid scheme. I called my mom on my lunch the first day and was like, can I just leave? And she was like, yeah, just go.
Did they ever call you and say, hey, where'd you go? They didn't even do that?
They just sent me my check for like $22 of my paycheck in the mail. And that was that.
It must happen to them quite a bit.
I would imagine so.
216-474-0104. Anyone just walk or just disappear from a job?
With no explanation. Just, nah.
We'll get into that next. Q104. Q104. Bill and Alyssa and Melanie on the line from North Olmsted. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
So we're talking about, have you ever walked off a job, quit your job, but you didn't let them know? You just disappeared.
And never returned.
Now, was that you or was that somebody else that you know, Melanie?
So, I mean, not to date myself, but this was like 20 years ago. And that college teaching or college job. And my brother and I both worked on this little island. And he worked for a company and he hated his job. And so he decided that he wanted to leave early. So he told everyone that his apartment burned down in California and he had to leave early to go back to California. And so they, of course, all his colleagues were like, oh my gosh, how's your brother? What's going on with his apartment? And of course, I had no clue.
So you actually were like, I don't know. Is he okay?
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, is my brother okay? I'm calling him, making sure he's okay. And yeah.
Okay. Where is this island that you were on?
It's actually the biggest U.S. island in Lake Erie. I don't want to give too much information in case the story comes back to him.
Okay, wait. It's an island in Lake Erie, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's the biggest on the U.S. border side.
And you were on the island as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I worked on the island as well. And everybody knew, both of us.
All right. So your brother quit the job working on the island, and then he went where? Where did he go?
He just kind of hung out a couple more weeks and then finally went back to school in California.
He hung out on the island with you?
Yeah.
Just hung out like where you guys were staying because he already quit his job. He couldn't risk being seen by anyone else on the island, right?
True.
Oh my gosh. I have so many questions, but the main one in my mind as somebody that just moved from California, were there fires actually happening near his apartment?
No, he just, you know, he decided that was the best white lie to tell.
Honestly, yeah. If you're in the Midwest talking to Midwesterners, that's a pretty good lie, like, because they're not going to know.
Right. It makes sense. I mean, your apartment has burned down.
There are fires out there.
2,600 miles away. You need to go back and handle all the insurance stuff and assess the damage. Of course, it makes sense to me.
A bit of a grim lie.
Yeah.
But if it gets the job done.
All right, Melanie.
Yeah, it did.
What's your brother doing these days?
He is back in Ohio and he's working the market.
Working the market? Like the stock market?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, you're very evasive with your answers, Melanie.
Yeah, he's pretty evasive about what he does with work.
Well, how can you trust him? I mean, it's just, how do you know what's true and what's false with this guy?
Yeah, true.
Just got to have him hooked up to a lie detector test at all times.
All times. All right. Thank you, Melanie. You have a great day today.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Did you think what I thought when she said works the market?
I was thinking like Boston market, the grocery market.
Oh, I was thinking black market. Watch out for your kidneys, everyone.
You think he's doing that?
I don't know. She wouldn't specify.
He does seem like a sketchy character.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.